Erevin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Perek Tes is really a Perek Koilelis because it goes back to a lot of the Yisoides of Eruv HaTzeiros, and a lot of the foundational concepts in Mechitzos, in Perek Aleph, in the Dinim of Lechi V'Koyri, also find their source over here in the ninth Perek, as well as some of the Gedorim of Rishus HaYochir, Rishus HaRam, which are again the second Perek. So there's a lot of Kololim over here that we're going to learn this Perek. And let's try to see Dabedov Alefanov. Over here in Mishnah Aleph, again, the Yusoidis of Eruv HaTzeiros, we know, and we've learned a lot of the details, but the basic idea is that Shlomo HaMelech was Goyzer on Mekoymos, even if they're Mukaf Mechitzas completely, but if they're used in any type of Rabim Dika way, he gave that a Hagdoros somewhat of Rishus HaRabim. A chotzer, being that it's used by multiple families, has a midrabbanan, a semi-level of Rishus HaYochid, and therefore you're not allowed to carry out from the bayis to the chotzer. The bayis is a mokum proti, it's Rishus HaYochid. The chotzer is a mokum rabbi, it's Rishus HaRabbi. In the sugis, it's mavura as well, that it's also to carry from a bayis to a bayis. Now, a bayis to a bayis is nothing really to be geyser on, because it's a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. There's no Tzad Doime to Rishus HaRabim. So when you look at the Rambam, seems that way from the Rajba, it seems that the Iker Gzeira of Shlomo HaMelech was carrying from Masha Doime Yoisel Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. After that, there were Goyzer also. They made an Agavurcha Gzeira also on a bias to a bias. Rashi seems to be Mashma, which is Shver, that the Iker Gzeira was Mibayis Labayis in order to prevent too much moving around in a way that's Doima L'Chalife Rishuyois. They assured Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Bayis to Bayis, and if anything, the Gzeira of Rishus HaYochid, otherwise known as a Bayis, to Rishus HaRabim, the Chotzer, in the Drabon de Gesem, that was secondary after Bayis to Bayis. So that's Machlokes Rishon. There's another point that has to be mentioned over here also. And that is that the Pashtus is that Kli HaChotzer, things that were Shovas in a Chotzer, Kelim that were commonly left in a Chotzer, and they are in the Chotzer, could be moved around in a Chotzer, that is no Issa. The Issa is on taking it from the Bayis to the Chotzer, or what seems to be Mavur in the Rishayim, even though there's some discussion about it, is that once it's taken out from the Rishus HaYochid, the Bayis, to the Chotzer, to what's named Rishus HaRabim, then, which you're not allowed to do, then you're not allowed to move it even Dalar Amas, Birshus HaRabim, i.e. a Chotzer. The same way, if they turn the Chotzer into Rishus HaRabim, the same way there's a problem carrying from a Bayis to the Chotzer, in the Chotzer as well. But they didn't assur anything in the Chotzer. They assured what came out illegally. You could say it like that, it came out illegally, or Beloshen HaGemara Daf Tzadik Aleph, it came out Bekumso Vesudro, which means a person carries out his personal items. He's at home, he walks out into the Chotzer, he's wearing a coat, gloves, scarves. These are things that are all Derech Malbush you're allowed to wear out. You're allowed to wear a coat down the street. He takes off his coat and he hangs it up in a closet that's in the Chotzer. Now that since it was clay bias, it's mokum is bias. So now that it's in the chotzer, there's an issue of carrying dalaramas on the clay bias, which are in the chotzer. The clay chotzer, those things that are belong in the chotzer, there's no issue to carry in the chotzer itself. This is what will be mavurim yitz Hashem behemshich of this mishnah. So those are the different categories, the different parts of the etzem din of bias to bias, as well as bias to chotzer, chotzer to bias. Now we're going to see that in the sense of going mimokoim lemokoim, there are several places that seem to be doime, and the question is whether that's called a shinoi, a chilufei mokoimois. So the Mishnah says like this, kol gagas ho'ir, picture a crowded town with rows of houses, and you could really, if the houses are really up against each other, row houses, and they're back to back, you could really walk from gag to gag. You could carry things from gag to gag. And the gag was a mokum tashmishna. It wasn't a mokum dira, But it was a place that people used to use. You see it all over the Sugis and Shas. They used to store laundry up there. And they would have fruit that they would store, depending on which season it was. So imagine you're standing on a gag, Reuven's gag, and Reuven wants to carry something to Shimon's gag. What is the gag? It's not exactly a mokum dira. It's also not really a separate reshus, if you think about it, than Shimon's house. From Reuven's house to Shimon's house, you'd pass through a doorway, through a window, that's really reshus to reshus. But the gaga is, they're really open to each other. So you could really look at it as one open area. Shteita on the Mishnah, kol gaga so'ir, reshus achas. We see them all as one reshus. Uvavad shelo yehe gag gavoya asoro, oy nomu chasoro divrei Reb Meir. The shita of Reb Meir is that gaga is, since they're not miyuchod, they're not as private as a bayis. So even though each gag is shayich to a specific house, and it is a mokim yochid, we still look at the gagan as all one reshus. You're allowed to carry from one to the other. There's no issur like carrying midrabanan from a bayis to a bayis. Except for the fact that Remeir says, he's goizer on what they call gzeiras, b'loshon rishon, gzeiras tel b'shus harav. Which means like this. We've had in the Sechus Shabbos, it was brought in a little bit, over the course of Erevin, we've seen a little bit this idea, that if you have a post in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim, any tail, any mound, any wooden block, that's Govoya Asorah, and it's Roch of Dalad al Dalad, the top of that place is really Kaveh Mokim Ba'atzmai, it's a Rishus HaYochid. It's separated from the area around, it has Mechitzes Asorah, because the top of that post, the mechitzes that are the sides of that post are good atzik. They go up, and if they go up, they're oiler. And the area on top becomes a reshus hayochid. Because of that, because you can have what looks to be a public area with a mokim inside that's really reshus hayochid. It could be looking like you're just shifting something, your hat, and you're walking reshus hayochid, you want to take your coat off and you want to put it on something, and it looks like a harmless maisa because you're not moving it at all, could be chil shabbos deraisa. Because of that, in as part of the gzeiras rishuyos, they made a gzeira that when two places are separated by height of asorah tvachim, one should not take it in the chotzer, the mokum rabim, from one to the other. So when you have gagos, even though gagos be'etzem are one rishus, but if you have a lower gag and a higher gag, or let's say from the top of a gag to a chotzer, again, it's not, we don't look at a gag as a mokim of Rishus HaYochid, because it's really not a mokim that's miyuchid for tashmish and protim, like we pointed out. Still, to take something down from a gag to a chotzer would be considered part of the gzeiras rishuyos of chilukei height, this gzeiras tail, Rishus HaRab. The Chachamim argue on the Gzeiras tail. What do they hold now, legabe gagois? On that they argue. So we have a kula that they don't hold of Gzeiras tail b'shus harabim because of chiluke goiva, because of differences in height. But they do hold that gagin have a certain shaykhis with the place below them, the houses below them, that define each gag as a mokum miyuchod, and it would be like carrying mibayis. Each one is a separate reshus. So there's a kula here and a chumra. Now, we might add that the Gemara has a discussion between Rav and Shmuel. When you have a gagan next to each other, if you think about it, you can define the mokim between the gagin, you can define each gag as mukav mechitzes. You're on top of a roof. Two roofs are next to each other. You walk very easily from one to the other. There's no mechitzes. But if you think about it, the mechitzes that are the walls around the houses, we'll call that good asik. Those mechitzes are ad l'rakia. And you have really the wall that's between, that separates the two houses, that you can't really see. If you look over the side of the building, you can see the sides that are open. But between the two houses, obviously you can't see because the houses are flush against each other. So you can't see that wall down. Is that also Illa Adla Rakia? That's a subject of a discussion, Daf Peites, to Rav and Shmuel, whether you could see that as a good asik, mechitzta going up. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that we paskin like a Rav, that b'chi agadna, that the buildings are flush against each other. We don't say gurasik mechitzta. They are open to each other. Now, the fact that each gag is a separate rishus, that's tam chacham hold. Kishem she diurin chalukim lamata, the Gemara says, kach diurin lamala chalukim zemizem. We look at each gag as a separate rishus. But if the buildings are flush against each other, then we have a problem. We've noticed over the last bunch of prokem that there's a halacha that if you have two mekoymos, that you're not allowed to alz gzeres rishuyos of dinei ruvichatzeres. You're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Then even if you don't carry from one to the other, the mekoymos are prutzen zelozeh, each one asses the other. So now we have a major problem. You have two roofs. If you weren't ma'ariv the two roofs, you have their prutz and zelazah, they're open to each other. There's no mechitza between them separating because the buildings are flush against each other. Again, Shmuel holds, you say good asik. We see that there's a mechitza between the two gagin, you're okay. According to Rav, we don't have that heter. So it's not only that you can't carry from gag to gag according to Chachamim, you won't be able to carry on either gag by itself unless you put up some type of mechitza there, unless you're ma'ariv the two gagin. Or, obviously, if there's a mashahu of space between the two houses, so then you can see, even if you look very carefully, you can see the wall going down, you can see that going up ad l'rakia. So that's a major nafkimina according to this nidoin. So that's the second sheet of the Chachamim. Reb Shimon is more mekel. Echod gagois, ve'echod chatzeros, ve'echod karfifos. Reb Shimon over here is marchev is hayiria, and he talks about places that are protistic but not mekoymes diur. We just said a gag. A gag is each gag belongs to a private house, not a chotzer that belongs to a bunch of families. Each one is private, but it's not a bias. It's not a rishus hayochid. Echud gagois, vechud chatzerois. Chotzer is obviously mokum mukum mechitzes doimel rishus rabba more. Karfifois we've had in the past is a mokum that for storage, it's not really miyuchad ledira. He holds that all these places, since it's not mamish, like a bayis to a chotzer to a bayis, so we see them loosely as semi-private places, either semi-private because they're mekaymes harabim, like a chotzer, or semi-private because the usage of it is not so private, like the gad or a karfif. It's not a mokum diur. So memele, he holds that all these places, a gad, a chotzer, a karfif, are all reshus achas lekelim sheshovsu l'soichon. So the first nekuda that he points out is he holds that each gag to a chotzer, to a karfif, it's all considered one reshus. Only a bias to a bias is a problem, like we mentioned, and primarily bias to a chotzer, chotzer to a bias. But these type of places are not problematic. The Chachomim argue on this, and they hold that a karfif is a karfif, and a gag is a gag, and a chotz is a chotz, right? The machloikis between Rame and the Chacham was only gagging to each other, but for sure a gag to a chotz, or a chotz to a karfif, would be problematic. Reb Shimon Lamai says, Meiko we paskin like Reb Shimon. The Gemara brings a braisa that Rabbeinu HaKadosh said that when he learned by Reb Shimon in his yeshiva in Tekoya, they were knowing like this psak Reb Shimon. He has a whole story how they went from place to place carrying a towel to bathe on Shabbos based on the heter of Reb Shimon. And then what Reb Shimon adds, which we will magdim, is Rishus Achas Lechem Sheshavsu L'Soichon. What are we talking about when we're being matir carrying all these places? We're being matir kelim that was Shavas in the Chotzer, Gag, or Karfif, but not kelim that were from the Bayis. From the bayis, you're not allowed to carry out the chotzer. So even if you carry out, like we said, the kumtzah v'sudra, ba'ifin amutter, derech malbush, and now that thing is lying in the chotzer, you can't carry that kli, that item, from the chotzer to the gag, from the gag to the karfif. V'loy l'kelim sheshovsu v'sach ha'bayis. That heter of going from place to place, as long as it's not mamish bayis l'bayis, would only be on things that were had mekoymon in those places, not in things that are miyuchad as clay habayis.